I went to Fort Dix, New Jersey for basic training. From there to Fort Lee, Virginia, and TDY training in Atlanta, Georgia, at a place called the Atlanta Army Depot, which is now Fort Gillem. And from there, over to the land, Vietnam. Stayed over there a year. Came back to the States, but the experience over in Vietnam was not a happy experience. It was basically, in my opinion, it was a disaster, you know, because of the conditions in which we had to endure and the things I had to see as a youngster going there to, you know, fight that war. But the country called, I got drafted, they said, come, so I went. And I did my term, and then I came back. I saw a lot of ugliness there that I didn't like, but I participated as the Army instructed. They wanted people who were loyal to our cause, and I was loyal to our cause, you know. Some things happened that I really wasn't proud of, but it was things that was called in the line of duty, and I followed my line of duty as the best I could. When I first got there, I was on a station on an ammunition dump, which was the second largest dump in Vietnam, ammunition dump in Vietnam. And we used to get some action there. You know. As a matter of fact, 1 week before I got there, that place had really been under a strong attack. And a month or so later, they found the jawbone of a captain and helmet of his driver, and that's all they found. When I first went there, I went there with the action that, well, I'm going to be like an ostrich burying my head in the sand. That didn't work. You know, I thought that was going to be my whole operation until I returned back to the States. That don't work. You know. And plus, then we also had what they called non-fire units. That means non-fire areas. There were areas in Vietnam that you could not fire back unless you got permission. You would, if you were out in the field and you were attacked, you would have to call back to your unit to get permission to fire back. Other than that, you had to try to cover. And plus, we used to also take some area, and you'd have to relinquish that area and give it back, and then go back and take it again. That's the way that war was. It was a war that was hard to understand. This is how it was being fought. Our hands were tied. If they had let us fight the war the way we wanted to fight it and get it over with, I think it would have been a lot better. You know, and maybe some of the trouble spots we have in the world today might not be here because of that situation. I wasn't the only one that felt that way. Many, many GIs that I spoke with over there felt the same way that I did. Let's get it over with. Let's not drag this thing out.